Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for April 7th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I want to give you a pop quiz. Please define what the following biblical statements have in common, other than who spoke them. Quote, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God." Quote, "Man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Quote, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" Quote, "Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." These, of course, are the words of Jesus. I'm sure you already knew that. Another element that the verses have in common, however, is that each comes from Luke 12, a passage contained in today's one-year Bible reading. My goal this morning is not to expound upon each of the principles represented above. Instead, I simply want to encourage you to take note of the richness of meaning and guidance that awaits you if you'll dig deeply into the scriptures on a daily basis. There are many more interesting verses in today's reading, and that's just the Luke 12, 8-34 portion. The Old Testament portion for today is from Deuteronomy 31:1-32:27. And contains a sobering segment of the grave concerns and warnings given by God to the Hebrews just before they crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land. This Deuteronomy text is clearly not the smiles-producing type of scripture, yet it provides an unmistakable affirmation of this spiritual principle that rebellion always has a steep cost, sooner or later. Not just for ourselves, but also for our loved ones, even into the future. That's not an easy lesson to hear, but it is an essential lesson. Please learn from Luke 12. Live Luke 12. Your life will be better on earth as it will be in heaven. And take the time to closely read the tough texts such as Deuteronomy 31 and 32. You'll learn from the failures of others so that you might enjoy more of the blessings that God desires to share with all of His children. As you do so, you'll also find nuggets of gold along the way that will enrich your understanding and affinity toward God and His Word. Nuggets like this. Quote, "Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." Deuteronomy 32, 1 and 2. Dear friend, I want to be that new grass and that tender plant, each of which quickly absorbs the living water raining from heaven and grows for the good of others just as God intended. I hope you do too. As always, I love you, Martin.